The streets of Lismore certainly did not disappoint last week on Friday fight night. A very ugly fight erupted quickly from nowhere in front of the Night Owl convenience store on Woodlark Street. The area in front of the Night Owl convenience store is fast becoming known as a trouble spot, particularly at night. If people are not being hassled for money or cigarettes, they are regularly being abused or assaulted. Lismore City Council candidate Nick Woodham operates the Night Owl, but seems reluctant to publicly admit there is a problem. This may be as a result of the negative perception of the area, which may keep customers away, or as a result of the negative publicity those who speak up about the problems in the Lismore area seem to endure, which may hurt his chances running for council. There are often a lot of ridiculous fights in the streets of Lismore, and this was another one. I walked around to my Woodlark Street shop to check the premises, as I often do. There have been a lot of incidents involving malicious damage recently. As I approached my second shop, a Night Owl customer standing at their doorway began to abuse me for no apparent reason. He was very intoxicated and carried on like a fool. His friend also got involved, running at me, yelling in my ear, and trying to nudge me. He was trying to intimidate me for reasons unknown to me. I did not know either of them at the time. I stood my ground and pushed the second guy back. After a minute or so of this carry-on, more people gathered around the altercation. I also realised who the first guy was after listening to some of what he was saying. I will call him SS for the purposes of this rant. SS was a Lismore City Council employee who tried to have a go at me online a few months back after an earlier street incident involving one of his work colleagues who also had a go at me in the street while intoxicated. It should be noted that personal information is definitely not kept confidential at Lismore City Council. I quickly got the impression that council employees were being misinformed about what had transpired during that incident a while back. The Lismore City Council General Manager advised me on Monday that SS no longer works for council. After noticing street security arrive in the crowd building, and after realising who I was speaking to, I decided to walk away. I knew such situations could get very ugly very quickly. As I walked away, SS made a racial comment which I found extremely offensive. I could not walk away without saying something, so I turned back towards him and asked what he said. He repeated the comment. He said it a third time as I made comments about racism. While I was making comments, I noticed a piece of paper land on SS's chest. I don't think he noticed it. Very soon after, a second one landed on his face. He immediately got up and ran at the crowd and punched someone in the face. He can't have known who threw it, since we were looking at each other when it came from the side. I don't remember all the hits, but SS ended up in a chokehold by someone trying to stop him. I made the person holding him release the chokehold because it was so tight. As he was releasing it, SS headbutted the guy using the back of his head and jumped forward and turned around ready to fight again. SS was king hit by another person and knocked to the ground. He got back up, got king hit again, and was knocked to the ground again. I intervened to try and stop the fight even though SS kept trying to go back for more. Street security, his mate, and his female friend were also trying to stop SS and the other guys fighting. I think SS was knocked down one more time before we finally separated everyone. SS and his friends eventually moved towards a taxi on the other side of the road, while the other guys got in the car and went on their way. Police walked away from the beginning of the incident, possibly unaware of what was happening. They went out of view around the corner in Keene Street just before the fight broke out, and returned shortly after it finished. They are looking at CCTV footage. Big Rob's Rant is interactive while being broadcast. You can find me on Facebook by following the links to Big Rob's Rant on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au. You're listening to Big Rob on 92.9 River FM.